Just wanted to have one last final piece on the sugya of mitzvah lav la'enis ninu, which is really it's not such a pella that we've spoken so much on it. This is the one of the major sugyas in the Dara is mitzvah lav la'enis ninu. So last week we were speaking about Rava's kasha against Abaye, that the fact that the Gemara learns that a neder could be chal on a dvar mitzvah as opposed to a shvua. But the way that Abaye presented it, Rava was bothered v'chi mitzvahs lehenes ninu. How could you say that ha'amer ha'na sukkah salai, the neder is chal, but v'chi mitzvahs lehenes ninu? So the Gemara touches it up, fine. Last week we discussed, well, what the Gemara's kash is a little bit of a pella, because there's the mitzvah element, but then as we pointed out, the running machlekes that we have in the Rashba and the Ran, whether or not mitzvah lav lehenes ninu applies to hanas aguf. So if you're getting some benefit, you're getting some hana from the sukkah, the shade, whatever it is, in addition to the mitzvah, so why is that necessarily subsumed under the concept of mitzvah lav lehenes ninu? That was the shaila that the Noidib Yehuda dealt with, that the Inuyantiv dealt with. That was the last week's chabura, based on the kasha of Rava. But what I didn't have time to get into, and I just want to just be maisif, which is probably, I think, one of the most fundamental issues in Maseches Nedarim that we really haven't dealt with. And it really is Noveya out of the Ran, the bottom of the daf over here. So the Ran is discussing, afterwards, Rava touches it up, and Rava says, "Hala Amar Rava, Hada Amar Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, Hada Amar Shalai Eshev Sukkah." Rather, it's not that he asks the sukkah, but rather he says, Yeshiva Sukkah Alai. Good, fine. So the Ran says, Vim Taimar Vachi Amar Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, my Havi Adavashem Emo Mamish. There's still a problem that's lacking in the nether. Why? Because it's a Davashem Mamish. So, like a classic Nedarim Dika answer, that we change around the words and you say, the Amar Koinim Sukkah Yeshivas. Fine. So it's a Davashem Mamish, it's the sukkah. Good. Rabbi Ul Chash, the Torah says, Ella Lashana, no. The Amr Abai, Avalin, fine. So then they go, Aval Taisus Amr Shafilo Amr Koinim Yeshiva Sukkah Alai. Taisus says, no, you don't even have to touch it up like that. Even if he says, Koinim Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, like the Lashon of the Gemara. Mahani, why? The Loimikr Davashim Mamish Elabashain Maskir Shem Achifet Shaosir Olof. It's a Chiddush. So Taisus says, even if the formulation of the Nether is not targeting the Chifetz, but I mention the chayfets in the nether, that already suffices for the concept of davar shem mamish. The pashtus is like the Ran; it should be based on the formulation of the nether. Is the target, is the bullseye about the chayfets? Then it's a davar sheyesh mamish. It's a nether sheyesh mamish. But if it's talking about something else, so then why should that be a davar sheyesh mamish? The Taisa says no. Davar sheyesh mamish just means, do you refer to a chayfets in the statement? A big chiddush from the Balei Taisus in terms of what the distinction between Davar Shem Mamish or Davar Shem Yesh Mamish. Good. And that lends itself to other Gemaras that Taisus will not necessarily have to understand when the Gemara is saying that it was a Davar Shem Mamish and the Gemara rearranges according to the Balei Taisus. No, it didn't mean that he changed around the words. He meant that as long as he mentioned the Cheftza, so then even if it's in a way that it's not targeting the Cheftza, that would be sufficient, as the Ran goes on to explain the Gemara's in Ksubis about the Maisi Adai. Good. So now I want to go to the next part of the Ran. That's really what I want to speak about, which is about five lines down in the wide lines. Vim toimer. Frek the Ran. Vafilu ki omer yeshiva sukkah alai. Lamer asur bi yeshiva shel mitzvah. Even when you touch it up, Rava, and you say that it's a good neder, why is it asur? V'hakevan de mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Hari inon nana min asukkah kla. At the end of the day, where's the neder? We still agree that there's a principle called mitzvah lav lehenes ninu. Rava, from one line to the next, doesn't reject that fundamental principle that we've been speaking about for weeks, about mitzvah lav lehenes ninu. So you're still lacking in the neder, the fact that they're not going to get hana. Zok deran, tirtzu b'taisvis, demikomo kom kevin she'asa yeshivaso alav, afal pi she'ein lo bo hana, cha. Says the Taisvis, no, your assumption is wrong. You don't necessarily need Isuri Hana in order to be a Neder. Ulefi Zeh, Amr koinem zrikas tzor liyam alav aser af al pisha ein lo bizrikaso hana aser lazarko. So the Ran continues, and the Ran and Tosa says, and therefore, if a person takes a neder to aser zrika, which has no hana, which has no pleasure, just throwing a rock into the sea, that would be aser mitama neder. Now, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, seems to argue with this. Because Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, is talking about a mudr hanah from his friend to blow toket tchias for his friend, is bothered, where is the hanah that's going to exist from the tchias shofar? Which means that Tosfos wanted to say that there has to be some sort of benefit in addition to the mitzvah slav lehenes ninu in order for a neder to be chal. And that's exactly what the Meiri holds in our Gemara, because otherwise there wouldn't be like the Bali Tosis and the Ran S. Otherwise, where's the Isser over here? Where's the Ano over here? Where's the Neder? Because once you apply Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Ninu, so then there's not going to be any Isser Ano. So Mila falls the Neder. There's no room for a Neder if it's not going to be a dimension of an Isser Ano. So it must be that there was Hanas Aguf when it comes to these mitzvahs. And on that part, that mitzvahs of the Hanasin, who doesn't take care of, on the Hanas Aguf. So that was the Isra Hanah that was going to be relevant over here. Marabar Abayisai, what do we have over here? What's going on over here? In the Ran, in Meseches Sanhed, in Nedarim, and Daf Kezayin, is one of the most fundamental machloiksim that we haven't discussed this entire Mesechta. Does a Neder require Isra Hanah or not? Can a neder aser azrikas tzor? Can a neder say that if you're just asering a pool, will that be aser? Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, the Meiri, say absolutely. And if you don't have a dimension of an iser hanah, it's lacking in the yisoid hadavar of a neder. And according to the Ran, and according to the Baalei Tosfos, not necessarily. Not necessarily, even azrikas tzor, even something that doesn't have any positive benefit, no pleasure whatsoever, it's going to be aser in a neder. Wow, fascinating machloikas. Bamen nechleku. What is the Siba? Why are they arguing about this fundamental machloikas? What is it about? What is the nekudas machloikas? So comes along Reb Itzvala and Zecher Yitzchak. Reb Itzvala says a gavald gavur. He says he thinks this machloikas, mamsh is short, a one-liner. Says his machlokes between Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and the Ran, he thinks the nekudas machlokes is all the way back from the beginning Ran in the Masechta. The beginning Ran in the Masechta discussed what's the ikar neder, what is the yisoid adover, what is the shpitz neder that the Torah asserted. So one day in the Rishonim is that the shpitz neder is hareza aser alai. The other day in the Rishonim is that the Spitz Neder is what? The classic Neder is what? It's Koinen. It's Kekarbon. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What is necessary for a Neder to take effect? Do you have to parallel Korbonis? Do you have to parallel the Isser Hanah, Chieshbo, the Isser Me'ila, like you have in a classic Din Korbon? And Me'ila, if you're going to be missing the Hanah Shebo, so you're missing the essence of a Neder. So perhaps that was the shita of the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. That if you're not going to have a dimension of anos, you're mele missing the yisaidus of nedarim. There has to be something that's usher to get anah. If there's no parallel to korbanos, so mele the nether is not going to take effect. Masha'enkin, if you understand that ikra and nether might be hareza usher alai, so he wants to suggest that might be the shita of Tosfos, that might be the rationale of why to say that you could even aser a pu'ula, and even though it wouldn't be dumya de korban, that would be aser. Does it match up? Do the shitas match up?
Meaning if you're not matzis?
If you're not matzis, right.
Meaning, so the Ran and Beis, who said you don't have to be matzis, if you are, it has to be done in a certain way, but you don't have to be, that would be like the Ran quoting Tosfos over here.
The Ran holds over there, but what does he hold in Ikra and Neder is?
He says you don't need to be matzis to a korban. He says Ikra Neder Bushi Yomer Dovers that Asar Alai.
Right, exactly, right.
So that Ran is
Lashitaso, and the Baalei Tosfos.
Well, Lashitaso or Lashitas Tosfos here?
Well, I think he continued.
Like quoting it, it's him?
No, and then he goes on. He's a little bit deviates, but I don't think completely. He says, "Miudafka b'mishfarish yeshiva sukkah ozrikas tzor." Afa ba'omer koinim sukkah zalai koinim tzor zalai yoshiv yeshiva shal mitzvah zoriko so tzor shneser bo lo layam imratzad mistama lo asra latzmo ela anah bovad. So he says it depends on the way you phrase it, but I think that the Ran is being maskim to Tosis. Yeah. So that's the chap that he has, l'chayra, which is really for the opener of the Masechta, that the what the classic neder will be. I think we quoted on Nafkamina of the Mishnah Lamelech back in the day, but this will be a very fundamental machlekes. What does a neder require? What is a neder applicable to? Is a neder applicable to even stam things that you're not nene, that you're just mamish doing a pu'ula, so that, let's say it's ein bo shava pruto, whatever, all these things, does it have to be similar to the issuri hana of karbonis and me'ila, or not, which is a pretty, I thought, a very sadistic machlekes. Okay. So just for Baisai, to just move a little weiter, in the next sugya, there is a fascinating mishnah that continues. Yesh neder b'toich neder ve'ein shvua b'toich shvua. So it's really a question: what is the placement of this mishnah? Is this mishnah a continuation of the last mishnah of chaymer nedarim mi b'shvuos, or is it a new mishnah, a new stage in the masechta? And I'll explain to you why I'm addressing this issue. Yesh neder b'toich neder. So one could have argued there is the concept of a neder within a neder, and there is no concept of a shvua within a shvua. It means if a person takes a shvua on top of a shvua, the second shvua is not chal. Just important, there's a very important shuvas avnei maluim that discusses this concept of why is it that a shvua is not chal on a shvua, and he presents two different options, an analysis of why the shvua, the second shvua, is not chal. One reason to suggest is because the classic din of ein iser chal al iser. Once you take an iser, so then you can't have a second iser that's chal. However, there's another possibility that the avnei maluim suggests, and that is that over here, there's a different reason. It's because you're mushba b'yayman marasina. So the reason why the second shvua can't be chal is not because of ein iser chal iser. It's more fundamental because of mushba v'yayman. So what are you adding? There is no concept of shvua. My nafkamina, who cares what the rationale is? So zokta avne mulum, a big nafkamina. He says, the din of ein iser chal iser, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos and daf lamed beis, the Gemara says that it doesn't mean that the iser doesn't exist. It's important avne mulum to understand within the sugyas of ein iser chal iser. The Gemara says there that we had a din that you had to be kaiver, you had to keep a tally of all the yisurim and all the averis that everyone kept. It wasn't just nafkamino who gets rishon, who gets shlishi. But back in the day, you said you sit over there in the corner because you have 75 averis and you have 65 averis, so you sit over there. And it wasn't only in the shul; it was where you got buried. This is a shaila halacha lemaisa in Eretz Yisrael. The place you have to deal with is that many people do not want to be buried next to people that are not Shomer Shabbos. They don't have tallies right now and how many zchuyos you have and which tzedakas you give to, but they do make a line of dinarakation, and they say if a person is not Shomer Shabbos, so the memela, it's a little bit of a different category than a frum person, a person who's Shomer Torah Mitzvos. Gets very complicated. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this, that he was asked, what about units that want to be in the army, that want to be buried? One next to the other, but then you have certain people in the unit that are Shomer Shabbos, and certain people in the units that are not Shomer Shabbos, but they were all dying Al Kiddush Hashem. Very complicated Shaila, and that's because the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the 6th Parak told us that there were different Batei Kfaras for the Niskalim, for the Nisrafim, for the Chayvi Chenek, for the Chayvi Sayif. All these people were not able to be in the same cemetery because by the fact that they were killed with different penalties, with different punishments, so therefore there was a different severity and in terms of where they were buried. Yeah.
I never heard it specifically about tattoos, but
I'm saying I guess it could be I've never heard an application bisman hazeh other than Shmir Shabbos, but I guess you're right, it's glaring. Like I don't know if it's real or not, but it's interesting. Yeah. So that's Lamaisa, a big shaila in terms of the so the Gemara in Yevamos discusses Enes Chal Isser. Let's say you have a guy who has 75 Averis, and you have another guy who has 75 Averis, but he has an Isser Chal Isser. So the Gemara says, oh, Nafkamina Lekaivra Ben Rishon Gemurim. Gemara says, a Nafkamina, if he can be in the same Beis HaKvar, is buried next to the other guy. Why? What's the Gemara in Yavam is saying? Zakta Abne Mulun? Enes Chal Isser means you can't get an Oynish for that Avera, because the Isser is there. Klape Bezdin, Bezdin Shomata, I can't get a punishment. But I violated an Isser, there's still an Isser, Nafkamina, Lekaivra Ben Sharim Gum. Klape Shmaya, I have to do tshuva for such a thing. Klape Shmaya, I can't be buried in the same Batei Kfaris because I have a higher tally than he has. So Zokta Avda Maluim, that's going to be an Nafkamina, how to learn our Mishnah. If you hold Ein Shvu'al Chalal Shvu'a Ez Midin, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so there's an Isser there. So there's an afkamina, lekaivra ben rishon gemurim. If you hold that it's pshat is because of mushba v'yayman marasina, is up to avdam luam, the shvua, the second shvua never took place. There is no shvua. There's no hechitimtza for it to be chal. So mamela, it never took off the ground. It was mushba v'yayman marasina. Yeah, no.
Then we say in the
sigadah
of mushba v'yayman marasina that the
Yeah, the Gemara daf ches says that in certain situations, You could be mazaris yourself, but you have to. First of all, you have to know what pshat in that gemara is. We have different pshatim in what that gemara meant. Whether it was chal midaraisa, whether it wasn't chal midaraisa, was it midin bal yachal, was it not? And also, it has to fit into that category that a person could do it lizruzin.
But
these are
the
hechitim
to say that there's a case you can.
There is a case that a person could again, that's not talking about a case of shul chal shul. That's talking about getting around the fact that I'm mechuyev already technically in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or in an inyan, but I can push myself even more, right?
Or they're asked though, like, oh, don't we hold chal shul shul?
Right. So that's Rav Gidol Marav's chiddush that lizruzei nafshi he's able to. So what does Rav Gidol Marav mean? Meaning, does that mean that it's in full effect? Does it mean full sir? It's a major machlokes, the Ran and the Ramban there, how to learn what actually took place and what was actually cha. Yeah.
And that's the first explanation for Ein Shvua Sof Shvua, that it's about Isser, Ein Hetzer Chal Isser. But Nish Nether Sof Nether, so the reason that works.
Oh, excellent. We're going to have to get to that. Exactly. Yeah, right, exactly. So yeah, 100%. But the emes is, even if you learn it's like Mishpah V'yom Marasina, your kasha is a good kasha. Still, there's a concept in Isser Chal Isser.
I mean, irrespective of which.
Yeah, I think the kasha is a good kasha regardless. We're going to have to discuss it. And if I'm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you're assuming that the Shavuot, the first Shavuot, is now considered Mushba V'yomim?
Yeah. I took a Shavuot on Mushba V'yomim, and now I'm taking it again. So what do you do?
Can you remember that I can finish that?
Why? One of the mitzvahs in the Torah is to take a is to abide by your shvuos. That's I have a chiv from Maimon Har Sinai to keep it. Oh, so that's in terms of just ein shvuah chala shvuah and where shvuah is lacking. But what does yesh neder b'toich neder mean? Before we get to what Daniel was asking, what does yesh neder b'toich neder mean? So on this, Rabbi Yisai, there is just before the Gemara says, Misha says, Yesh neder b'toch neder, v'ein shvu b'toch shvu, keitzad, oimer ha-reini nezer im uchal, ha-reini nezer im uchal. The Mishnah right there is glaring, Rabbi Yisai, it's a little bit of a pella. What's going on over here? You have Yesh neder b'toch neder, and ein shvu b'toch shvu, and that's why I was saying, perhaps this might be a continuation from the last Mishnah, of a choymer mi-benedar mi-benedar. And then yet, the Gemara just jumps to Naziris. Why don't you give me an example of a Neder? Why are you jumping specifically to a category of a Naziris? And not only that, but the whole next blot, Yedzayinim and Aleph, Yedzayinim and Beis, going on to Yedchesim and Aleph, is all the Machlek, is Rav Huna and Shmuel. What's the case of the Naziris that it was Chal on Naziris? Is it that you took Hareini Nozer Ayoyim, Hareini Nozer Ayoyim, that's identical, and it's the same exact Naziris? And is that the pshat? Or is that, no, harin nozer ayoyim, and then he says harin nozer lamacher. Now, the difference is that you're adding one day, because the 30 days is going to end one day later, and since you're going to have one leftover day, like the Ran explains, so Mimela, there's never Naziris for one day, so you're makabel yourself on a Naziris, and Naziris can't exist for one day, so Mimela, you're going to have to keep another 29 days, a total of 30 days for the second Naziris, to now be mashlim that Naziris that can't only be one day. So the... But why is it, before we get to all the details, why is it jumping from neder to nazirus? So the Ran explains simply, the Ran says, because that's exactly the only case that it's applicable to. The Ran is saying that there is no concept of yesh neder betoch neder. Not only that, says the Ran and Daf Yud Ches tells us, there is no case of yesh nazirus betoch nazirus. Means, if I now am a Kabbal Naziris, let's say according to Shmuel, who holds I can do an identical Kabbalah, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, a double whammy. What does that mean, says Shmuel? It means, according to the Ran, you have to keep two Nazirises. You have to keep the Yamim of two Nazirises. But says the Ran, if I eat a grape at that Zman, that I was Makabal double Nazirises, I only get one Lav. I only get one Isser. Azoy Zok the Ran. So not only even Lagabi Nidorim is not Chal, the Ran teaches the whole Mishnah, it's not even Chal in Naziris. So Mamelo, there is no issue of Enis or Chal Elisr over here. This is where not Chal, like the Ran. This is a Hechi Timtza, a detail in what? In Kabbalah on Naziris. I could be Makabal Naziris, and even within the Chalois of the Sfiras Yomim, of the original Naziris, if I'm Makabal that Naziris again, so then I have to keep its own independent Sfiras Yomim, and the Kabbalah is Chal. But if you want to know, if I violate the Naziris right now, I'm not violating two Isurim. I'm violating one Isur. Azoy Zok the Ran. Rabbi Sai, the Ran is alone on this. The Ran is arguing with the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva. This Ramban is found in two places in Maseches Shavuos, and the Ritva is found in our daf. But before I get to the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ran has a second raya to his yisod. He says, from the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amabeis, the Gemara says, Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris, Mona Es HaRishayna, the bottom of Yud Zayin Amabeis, quotes up Raisi, Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris, Mona Es HaRishayna, Vehepesh Karban, Venish HaLel, also Loshnia B'Rishayna, Hechi Dami, Ilim Edomer, Harini Nazar, Yom Harini Nazar, Lamachar, Amai, also Loshnia B'Rishayna, Ha'ika Yoimi Yisera, and therefore you have to keep a second set of days. So the Ran says, well, what do you mean? The Ran says, what's the Gemara telling you? The Gemara is speaking out to you, what is this double Kabbalah's Naziris Chal Le'inyan that you have to keep a second set of days? If the Gemara actually held that Yesh Naziris B'Toich Naziris meant that there were two Yisurim, that's what the Gemara should have assumed. Elamai, you see like my pshat, that it means it's just a Kabbalah's Naziris to keep the Sfiras Yamin, and it's not that you violate two Yisurim, that there's a Naziris Chal on a Naziris. So how do we understand? The Ritva and the Ramban disagree entirely with the Shita of the Ran. And not only with the Shita of the Ran. To be honest, it's everyone on the Daf. The Ran, the Tosis, and the Rosh all read, like the Ran, that this is Dafka like a din klape, the din of Naziris. So number one, they understand Yesh Neder B'Toch Neder to mean literally Yesh Neder B'Toch Neder. A Neder could be Chal on a Neder. You take a Kabbalah on a Neder twice, they're both Chal. That is the juxtaposition to Shvua. And that is, according to them, a Hemshich from the old Mishnayis. There's a Chomer in the Dorim, Mibes Shvuas, that a Neder could be Chal on a Neder. Aye, why did the Mishnah now jump to Naziris according to the Ramban and the Ritva? The Teretz is, what's the source that a Neder could be Chal on a Neder? It's from the Drasha of Nozir, Lahozir, Lahashev. So we learn that there could be a chalois of a Naziris on a Naziris, but we weren't only limiting it to Naziris on Naziris, but we're extending that to a din of yesh neder b'toich neder. Good, so that's what they explain. Not that it was only a case of Naziris, but we wanted to use that as the example because that's the classic source for this concept. Aye, the kasha is, what do you mean? What happened to the din of enes or chalaliser? What's with that halacha? So here's where it gets interesting. Here's where things are not entirely clear to understand how extreme the Ramban and the Ritva were going. One option is that the Ramban and the Ritva held, yeah, Enes Chal Isur is true. But maybe that's only when it comes to Isur Gavra. But maybe there's a chiddush nifla that's happening in our sugya, that when it comes to isurei cheftza, isur is chal al isur. And that's what yesh neder b'toich neder is telling us. And perhaps that's the way they assumed Hilchos Naziris is, that it was an isur cheftza. And therefore it could be chal. And that's totally on the drasha, and that's totally goof of what the Torah was being mechadish to us.
Naziris and isur
cheftza? So What Naziris is an open question that we've discussed, right? The Ma'ari Basan, the Ma'ari Ben Lev, how to approach Naziris. There was definitely an option amongst the Rishonim to understand it as an Isser Chefetz. Either, what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe they're perhaps assuming, if you take this analysis, that is, they're assuming that it's an Isser Chefetz. It's a fascinating idea that when it comes to Ein Isser Chalissa, that's Klapi Yisuri Gavra, but when it comes to Isuri Chefza, that's Gufa, what's being this Chadish in our Gemara, that Isuri Chefza, they are Chal. But the MS is, this is not the first time we're seeing this. Because if you remember, in the last, a few Chaburas ago, we discussed the Shaila of why don't you say, by an edit, that's Chal and Advar Mitzvah, why don't you say Ese Deicholoi Sase? So the Rashba says, you can't say Ese Deicholoi Sase because every neder has a Loi Sase Ve Ese. And I say Deicholoi Sase Ve Ese. So Nemuki Yosef said a different pshat. Nemuki Yosef says, no. And I say Deicholoisa, I say Shebechefza. And this a mitzvah on the Gavra can't be Deicha and Isra on the Chefza. So the stipler asked, why did the Rashba say like Nemuki Yosef? It's Gavaldig Yisoid. And a Gavra can't be Deicha and Chefza. Zok the stipler, it's the Rashba L'shitasa. What's the Rashba Shita in Shuvas? Rabbi Kivi Eger brings it in Shulchan Aruch. Is that all Yisuri Torah are not Yisuri Gavra. All Yisuri Torah are Yisurei Chefza. If all Yisurei Torah are Yisurei Chefza, so you see, you do say Esei Decha Lois Esei, can I get every Lois Esei in the Torah? So the Rashba couldn't say like the Nemuki Yosef. But you see another Chiddush according to the Rashba, Rabbi Yisai. You see that the Gemara says, Nedarim are Chalam Advar Mitzvah. If Nedarim are Chalam Advar Mitzvah means that they're Chal on the Nevela, so it means that what? When it comes to an Yisurei Chefza, Yesh Yisurei Chefza, Al Yisurei Chefza. You see a Chiddush in Yesh Yisurei Chal Al Yisurei, right according to the Rashba. Again, if you assume that an Isser is what? Is an Isser Chefza, like the Rashba is assuming, and you assume that Nedarim Chal Madvar Mitzvah also apply to Isurim, maybe that's questionable. That was a Tosfos in Shavuos that raised that issue that we discussed on Daf Chaf Amibes. But if you assume like that, that the Pashtus is that a Neder could be Chal on Nevela, so Mimela, what do we have over here? We have exactly what we're saying over here. Isuri Chefza, Abrino, no, Isser Chal Al Isser. We say that Yisoid, and Isser Gavra, you don't say Isser Chal Al Isser. But when it comes to Yisuri Chefza, maybe since it's like dimensions of this object, so that could be Chal, as long as it's not against the Chiyuvim of what the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mechayiv on the Gavra, so Memela, you could have two Yisurim that it exists when it comes Klape the Chefza Shal Isser. So it's a Chiddush Nifla, Ad L'Ba'oid, if you understand like that. Yeah. Yeah, so let me just finish. That's not the only option of the way to understand the Ramban and the Ritva. That's the global, wild Shita, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, if you understand Yesh B'noid V'dechot B'tekhned. If you look at the Rashba on Ardaf, the Rashba seems to say a different Pshat, which is fascinating, but it just limits the extent of the Chiddush of the Ramban. Not saying a Chiddush in all Yisurei Chefza, but Zok the Rashba, that perhaps there's a common denominator between the Zirus and the Darim, that in Isser Shebada Minafsho, if a person was in the driver's seat and he created this Isser, so then Yesh Neder B'toich Neder and Yesh Naziris B'toich Naziris.
Even on the Gavra?
Yeah, meaning we're not limiting it to Gavra versus Chetza. We're actually we're analyzing it different. It's just that it's an Isser that wasn't created by the Torah, but you're creating that Isser. So Mimela, that's where the Torah was Mechadish in this drasha, Hazir La Hashem, that now you could have an Isser and a double Neder and a double Naziris, and that could be Cha. So if that's going to be the case, then it's not going to be as global, it's not going to be as severe, and that could be the limitation of what these Rishonim were arguing with against the Ran in terms of what's happening within the Mishnah of Yesh Neder B'toich Neder. At the end of the day, but the Ran had a Raya from this Gemara, that the Gemara seemed to only apply it le'inyan minyan naziris. The Gemara didn't say it legabe the isurim. So here you have to say a chiddush, and this the Chazanish says, and it's a fascinating idea. So even if we're going to say when it comes to naziris, it's really like we're saying legabe neder and taka. If a person eats a grape and that's man, it's not just a kabbalah that you're going to have to be sefer and keep the Naziris later on. No, taka right now, I violated two Yisur. I doubled up, I have a double whammy, I have a double severity, I gotta suffer my consequences. so why do I have to keep a second set of numbers, a second series after it's done? If it's takachal now, so that should be the end of it. So says the Chazon Ish, we find already the concept of a nazir mitzayra. There's a certain zman that you could be mechal, that you could have the kedusha, and you could have the limitations and the isurim, yet legabe the sviras yomim, it doesn't necessarily count. So according to the Ramban and the Ritva, l'chayr, what you're going to have to say is some sort of chiluk along the lines of a nazir mitzayra. Or you could say it's chalin in the surim, but not lin in the kedusha. Or Baron Kuller has a similar verb. But you have to just say some sort of yisoid over here that something's happening within this double naziris, that it's chalin in something, but legabe keeping a sphere, it has to be an independent sphere. The days of one can't count for the days of two, but it doesn't mean that I don't have a kedusha and a chalois iser within the days of one, legabe both of them. Right. You could have three Isurim, right, exactly, for 2 7 years. Right now, I have Isurim that are Chal Machmas Steka Bolas, but my Sviras Yomim can't be Oila for the second one. So therefore, I'm going to have to keep the other days. Or one could say in a different terminology, one could say, but Legabe the Isur, I have the Isur now. Legabe the Kedusha, we could say the Yisod of Ein Kedusha Chal Al Kedusha. So therefore, I have to keep second days of Kedusha. But I'm just saying, we already find a parallel, we already find a certain paradigm for this type of concept that you could have the Kedushas Naziris, you could have the Isurim of Naziris, yet your days don't count. The Hainu and Azir Mitzayra. So that's exactly what the Ramban and the Ritva are going to say. Legabi this also. Legabi the severity, legabi the Isurim, it's going to be Chal right now. Isur's Chal al Isur, legabi the Naziris. And it's really going to be a double whammy. You're going to get Malkus for both. But you want to know whether or not you have to continue a hemshech, that, legabe that, we have to say that the Sviras Yom can only count for one Naziris at a time, and therefore you have to keep a separate series in terms of that separate Kabbal. Yeah, Daniel. You had a kash on the Ran.
Yeah, sorry. So back to the way we were playing the Ran here, he said he wants to steer clear of Yisr Chal Eser.
Right.
Right, and even within the zeros, he doesn't really even hold the
drusha. Right,
right. Why couldn't it just be, like, why didn't he go that far? Why can't you just say the zeros is special because of the drusha? Maybe there's a special exception of Nazir Lahadir. Why can't, then it's, I mean, he almost sounds like he's saying that even six lines up on Yud Zayin and Aleph, from the bottom of the page, and Dir Masu Shmuel, the zeros Chala of the zeros. Like worldly speaking, it sounds like the magical day, you know, Nazir Lazir, not the blood, the day God, the Monesh, and the Zeros.
No. Everyone agrees that there is some sort of chalais that's happening in the verse. That's the whole Shakabatari and the Gemara. Just the Ran has to put the brakes on it, I think, because he's assuming that the regular dinam of Anis or Chalais or Lechorah should apply. I mean, the Ramban and the Ritva are a big chiddush over here. And the Gemara is mashma, when, you know, based on what he's saying, that it's just Le'inyan, you know, the Kabbalah is Chal and he can't get out of it. That he's going to have to be forced to keep it. But to tell me now that it's rearranging and changing my first Naziris, I think they're on saying that's against, you know, our normal Kvalim, and he doesn't want to go that far. At the end of the day, I think the Kasha is on the Ramban and the Ritva. I think whatever, however you slice it, however they're going to do Kaddish, is a Chiddush Nifla that's coming out of our Sugis. Even if it's not as extreme like the Rashba presented, it's just Legabe Yisurim Shabbat Minafsho that he's creating, Lamaisa, it's still going to be a Chiddush Nifla. Sorry, but yeah.
Sorry, and then just the last thing would be the Ran in Yerches starts handling the difference between Neder Chal Al Shavuot or Shavuot Chal Al Neder.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm in the Ran right before that. You're in Hilchos Nachtinon.
Right.
So the Ran where he says his whole tirade that this is not correct with Gabi Naziris is Dir Ramas Chal Chacha. That's where he presents all of his rise to this Yisod. Once he proves this, then he says, but Legabe, a neder on a shvua, so that's different because that's an Isser Gavra and this is an Isser Chavtza. It's all predicated off of his whole thesis that, but if you're doubling up, and if you're doing exactly the same thing, that's for sure not going to be Chal.
He's okay with being cross.
He's okay with cross, exactly. Meaning if he would have accepted the Ramban and the Ritva, his whole thesis of what he's going to say, that whole idea of no, because it was only an Isser Shvua, now it's an Isser Chefza, so that could be Chal on it. It's all, they even say it by Isseri Chefza. You can have the same type of min that's Chal one onto the other. No, the Ran says, no, you missed, that's not Pshat in the whole Gemara. The whole Pshat in the Zeros was not that it's Chal. There's not Shnei Isur. The Ramban and the Ritva are totally wrong. And that's where he's going to say, but when it comes to Neder Chal and Shvua, that's the Hemshech of the Ran. That legabe, it's all predicated off of the whole lumdus that he understands that differentiated and went against the idea of the Ramban and the Ritva.
Would that be a problem though, for the opinion of Mishnah Olmid that Neder is Chal Shvua?
No, I don't think so, because the Ran saying there's something that you're adding that didn't exist from the Mishnah Olmid.
Okay, I thought it was just like a different.
It's not only meaning it's not. It is different Isser, but that's the point. Is that wasn't Mushpav Yomid Klape the Chefta? I wasn't Mushpav Yomid. Right. All right. Yasher Koyach. Oh, I wanted to open. I just spoke to Benji about it. I don't have a preference, but I wanted to ask the Oilom if because there was a the Chabur is jumping to the fourth pair, so there's an option for us to continue.